اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وعزنا من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. My dear brothers and elders, it's a big blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us in this month of Ramadan, mashallah, to perform a very valuable amal to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make intention Allah keeps us steadfast throughout the year on the amal, all the amal which are a sabab, a means to please our Almighty. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a very short time, and Allah has made us responsible, the responsibility is fulfilled, then inshallah the responsibility is fulfilled and the result is going to come, and it's going to be in favor of us. And if we for some reason are short in delivering the responsibility, then the result is also going to come, which we don't like, but it's going to come. So it's very critical that we understand the importance of this life. Rasulullah came with a guidance to make each one of us successful, both in this dunya and this akhirah. And the message that Rasulullah brought with him, if you would like to summarize it in one line, in a nutshell, it says that the entire creation is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the mere purpose of benefiting me and you, the insan. We are allowed to take benefit from the entire creation. It's halal for us. It is meant for us. But at the same time, the message also says that we are being created for the akhirah. We are not here to stay, but we are upfront with a very successful everlasting life in the akhirah. So we are meant for the akhirah, the creation. So the message of Rasulullah in a one-liner is how a person, given whatever dunya he has in his possession, he needs to make this dunya his akhirah. The akhirat is going to be made from this dunya. So in this sense, dunya is a rahmat. The formula which gives the guidelines to convert this dunya into our akhirah is called deen. It is a way of life. It is an approach to our existence in this dunya that Rasulullah very beautifully portrayed in front of us. So we make intention, inshallah, just with lot of ni'mas in this dunya, we make intention and strong intention that we are going to convert our dunya into our akhirah. This is the strength of a Muslim. The moment a Muslim loses his focus and becomes busy to stay in this dunya, he loses his value. He loses his strength, he becomes weak. You ask anybody, they say they are busy. If you ask a brother why you are busy, each one of us would have a different answer. Okay, I have a taqaza, I am busy. I have some challenges with respect to health, with respect to income, with respect to business, with respect to relatives, with respect to X, Y, Z. Everyone has an answer, a justification for him being busy. But if my brothers, if you honestly squeeze all the answers together, and if you look at the essence of what everyone is saying, you would realize that each one of us is saying that we are busy because and we want to stay good. Any answer what everyone has, the essence of the answer is simple one line, like if we want to stay and we are content of staying back and we want to stay good as long as we are here. So my dear brothers, the deen teaches us or encourages us, there is no force from Allah, there is no force from the deen, there is no force, there is no enforcement in the, but it's all encouragement, it is all motivation, that this is a false direction of life, that is going to end up nowhere. Just going to lead you in a secure, in an insecure position. No matter how much you have of the dunya, it is always insecure. There's insecurity of going away from you. The person who doesn't have, he's insecure, he doesn't have it, he's making an effort to get those things in his life. And a person who has everything, he's insecure of the things going away from him. So my dear brother, inshallah, we make intention that we hold on to the deen and make an honest effort that we are answerable in the akhirah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our deen should not stand in opposition to us, but the our dunya should not stand in opposition, but the dunya should stand in favor of us. And it's become a means of our becoming a dunya should become a means of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever way Allah gives tawfiq, inshallah. Allah makes it of all of us, inshallah.